everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle.
Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target?
With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Tanneritos, I'm Andrea Barber.
And I'm Jody Sweetin.
And for today's minisode, we are going to be answering 21 questions from a Full House trivia game.
Ooh.
This should be interesting. As you all know, we're not the best at knowing our Full House facts. So.
Yeah, and some of these are a little more difficult than others. Some of them are pretty obvious, but okay. They are all multiple choice questions. So we have a 25% chance of getting each one of them right.
Okay. All right.
It's not too terrible. And if you want to play along, we will be putting the link also. It's triviawiz.com, 21 Full House trivia questions that'll get you in big trouble, mister. So you can play along with us if you would like. And then you can have bragging rights that you beat actual cast members of the show in the trivia quiz.
That's so great.
I'm so excited for this. I love trivia.
I am too.
Even though when it comes to Full House trivia, I'm not good at it.
Well, yeah, I know. You're good at obscure trivia.
If it was something random or weird, history or random science facts, yes. But
yeah, you're great at those. The non sequiturs, the random questions.
The things that somebody goes, why would you know that? And you're like, I don't know. But I don't know any of the information when it pertains to things I've actually done.
When it comes to your own life, yeah, you don't.
So are you ready, Andrea?
I'm ready. Okay, I'm nervous, but I'm ready.
Okay. Who are we?
Do you want me
bets?
To start?
Are we? No, no, no. I'm incredibly competitive.
We're wagering. Are we putting some cash down on this? Or
I mean, I don't know about cash.
Just like a psychological bet here. Okay.
Like, do you think you could win this?
Bragging rights are way more valuable than cash.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
So okay, then I'm gonna bet. Oh, between the two of us.
I know. That's the thing. I know us both too well.
I feel like it's going to be a tie.
Okay.
Between
the
two
of us. Terribleness?
A tie of terribleness.
Okay.
That's the name of my next memoir. A tie of terribleness. What's your wager?
Yes. My wager? I don't know. I was just like, I guess it really wasn't a wager. It was just more like, do you think you're going to do good or bad on this?
I'm definitely going to do bad. There's no question.
I don't know. Let's see. Now that we've been watching the show, I feel like it's, you know, lit up a little bit more in my brain of some things. So we'll see.
We're more
but
in
some
the
of these
zone.
Questions are about things that we have not covered yet.
Uh-oh. Okay.
So, number one, this one, if you don't get it, I don't know what to do. Okay. Number one, what is Jesse's favorite quote? Is it A, have mercy, B, leave me alone, C, shut up, or D, get out of here.
Well, he did say shut up to the baby.
He did yell shut up at a baby once, but I don't know if that makes it his favorite quote. But the one he says most often would have to be have mercy.
Obviously. Oh, right. Look, it says bravo. So I must have gotten that one right. Okay, great.
Yes, yes. There we go.
Bravo. Okay, great. One down.
One down, and we're
20 more to go.
Riding high. Okay.
Okay, second question. How much did Rebecca pay for a date with Jesse at the charity auction on Full House? Was it A, $2,000, B, $500, C, $1,700, or D, $1,000? Okay, so this was in the 90s, maybe late 80s. I don't know. I don't even know what season
also,
this is.
I have to notice you when you're saying A, B, C, D, you go top over and then bottom over. Just checking.
Mine are
I'm
all
going
in a
A,
row.
B, C, D. Oh, I'm on the iPad. That's why.
No, mine has, mine okay. just goes okay. top to bottom, but it's
Got
a different
it. I was
configured.
Confused.
Do you want me
Sorry.
To do it differently?
No, it's okay. It's okay.
I'm trying
okay.
to throw you off, Jody Sweet.
So our options are 2,500, 1,700, or 1,000. I'm going 1,000 just because I feel like 2,000 in the early 90s would have been
that's a lot.
Crazy amount of money. But I feel like 1,000 is like a lot, but a more reasonable number. What are
okay,
you going?
So you're going with 1,000. I'm going to go with 1,700 just because it's not quite so even. You know, it's
got
a little
it,
different. It's
closest,
a little more
but
than
1,000,
but it's not quite.
Price is right rules?
2,000. Okay. So yeah. 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 Price is right
rules. Price is right rules. Okay. Closest, but not over. Okay.
Here I go.
Ready?
I'm
here we go.
1,700.
I'm clicking 1,000.
Oh.
Oh, you were right.
I got it right. Woohoo. Hey, both very good guesses, though. Very good guesses.
It's true. Okay.
All right.
Number three, on Full House, what song did the guys sing when they had chicken pox? Was it A, Boogie Fever, B, Chain Gang, C, A Spoonful of Sugar, or D, The Witch Doctor?
We reviewed this episode.
Did we?
We reviewed it probably pretty recently. I want to say, well,
I feel like it was B, Chain Gang.
That's what I think.
But maybe that's just because... I don't know.
I think it was Chain Gang. That sort of that sticks out to me. But a spoonful of sugar would
make
be
the
more appropriate because it makes the medicine go down. But I don't remember a spoonful of sugar being on the show.
I'm going Chain Gang.
I'm going Chain Gang too.
Because the Witch Doctor just reminds me of Alvin and the Chipmunks. I saw the Witch Doctor. Okay. So Chain Gang?
Chain Gang.
Ready? 1, 2, 3, go.
Hey!
Boom!
We hey, okay, we got it right. We got it right.
Genius. All right.
Nice. Okay, number four. On
if
Full
you don't
House,
get this right, yeah.
Come on, people. On Full House, what was DJ's full name? Was it Donna Jean Tanner, Donnie Joe Tanner, Donna Joe Tanner, or Darlene Judith Tanner?
I mean, Donnie Joe sounds like a missing new kid.
That's a missing, that's one of
the sixth new kid. Right. Yeah. Donnie Joe Tanner.
I should known. Pick that one just for that reason.
Yeah, exactly. No. I mean, it would Donnie Joe. Although
Donna
I like Darlene Judith, but
that's
Donna
cute.
Joe, right.
Okay. Donna Joe. Yeah.
Donna Joe. Here's to you. Ta-da.
Boom. We did it.
Ooh. Oh, okay. On Full House, who is in the picture in the Tanner's living room next to the couch?
Well, which season? Didn't it change
is
throughout
Is it DJ
season?
And Stephanie?
Oh.
DJ, Stephanie, and Michelle, the whole family, or just Pam?
So we're talking about the little side table, not the mantle.
Not the mantle, but the side table.
The side table. Okay.
I can picture it in my mind.
I want to say it's DJ and Stephanie.
Yes.
Okay.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, are we right?
Yep, we were right.
We're right. Oh, yay.
Yeah,
woohoo.
DJ and Steph.
Now, if it was the mantle, I feel like Pam
but
was
not
on the
only
mantle.
Pam, but there's not a single shot of Pam. It's the whole
not
family.
Not a single shot of Pam. It's the whole
family
on the mantle. Okay.
Right.
Great. Awesome. Okay. Number six. What color was the Tanner's house? Was it purple with white stripes, yellow, blue, or was it white?
I mean,
had to be white, right? Yeah. With the red door? White with the red door? Blue with the red door?
Well, technically that's an absence of color, but we won't get particular about it. But yeah, white.
The couch was blue, so the house can't be blue.
No, the house was not blue. I'm looking at the cookie cutter, or the cookie cutter, the cookie jar right over your shoulder. It's white. Yeah. It was white with a red door.
I assume this means the outside of the house, not the inside of the house.
Well, yeah.
Duh. Okay. I'm going to say white. I'm going for white.
White. Hooray. We got it right.
Hooray. Okay. Oh, we did it. Yay.
Yes.
Purple with white stripes. No, that's the Gibbler house, not the Tanner house. Come on now.
Right? Okay. Question 7. Which character of the Flintstones was Jessie when Becky was in labor? Was it Bam Bam, Barney, Fred, or Dino?
What do you mean? What was he dressed as a character, or was he acting like a
character?
Remember,
They were dressed as the Flintstones.
Oh, I don't remember this at all. Do you know? I feel like you know.
I'm pretty sure it was Fred, because I think Joey was Barney. He wasn't dressed like a dinosaur, and Bam Bam is the little kid. So I'm going to say Fred.
Bam Bam's the baby.
I'm going Fred.
Oh.
Fred
Flintstone?
I'm going
to go Barney just
to
be different.
Just to be different?
I'm going to go Barney.
All right, ready? 1, 2, 3, here we go. It was Fred.
You were right. It was Fred. Okay.
That's all right. We're even.
That's okay.
We're even.
We're even now. Yes, we're even.
I need to get away and pack up the car and break free to embark on an adventurous weekend. What do you say, AB? Will you come with me?
Well, how will we get there, Jody Sweetin?
Well, may I suggest the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe.
Oh, I have seen this car. It is stunning.
Right? I am loving the new Hyundais, and the features make it the perfect vehicle to pack up the family and get away. There's available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads, which is perfect when you have two kids who both want to stare at their phones rather than talk to you. I speak from experience.
Relatable. The Santa Fe's entire existence is to make sure it can take you on any adventure, stress-free, and ready to relax.
Ooh, what do you say, Andrea? How about we, like, you know, time travel isn't real, but what if we, like, take it back to the late 80s and go on a phone-free weekend somewhere?
Oh, yes. Let's go to Joshua Tree, where there's not even cell phone service.
Perfect. Let's go on a little weekend trip somewhere.
Yeah.
Out. We'll make it like it's 1988, no phones, no nothing. I'm going to braid my hair into a rat tail and bring a guitar to sing like a ripper. It's going to be great.
I'm going to put my hair up in a scrunchie with permed hair and head on out in the Hyundai. So if you want to just escape your house filled with kids or your sister's widowed husband and your jingle writing partner, just go up to the snow and sing a cappella with your Rippers bandmates. This is the car to do it.
Well, that is if you don't already own a motorcycle and maybe have a helmet.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I don't know about you listeners, but my social battery has been pretty drained recently. I've noticed how easy it is to spread myself too thin, especially when life feels nonstop. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you manage to maintain a good balance? I found therapy to be the best tool in maintaining my energy levels. I'm now able to be my best self for not only my friends and family, but most importantly, for me. I truly believe therapy is for everyone, no matter how big or small your problems may seem. Seeing a licensed therapist can help you get to the root of your problems and empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/howrude today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/howrude.
Hey, Fanaritos, we want to talk to you about Target Circle, the same program you know and love, now with automatic deals.
I know it, and I definitely love it. And did you know that the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
It's the new Target Circle 360. Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Number 8. What girl had a broken arm during an episode? Was it Michelle, the Olsen twins, DJ, Candace Cameron, Kimmy, Andrea Barber, or Stephanie, Jody Sweetin? Well, I'm going to say Stephanie because you're all accident prone. You broke your leg and Fuller.
Yeah, I broke my left wrist. I remember I broke my left wrist playing soccer at school in PE broke my left wrist and had to go get it in a cast. And it was in a lovely little pink cast.
I remember the pink cast. Yes.
So that was me.
Yep. Okay.
I had a broken arm during an episode that we had to write in. I just like to injure myself in ways to create storylines, apparently.
The writers are like, not again. She right. broke herself oh, again.
Yeah. Oh, my right. God. Number 9 is hilarious to me.
Okay. Number 9. And remember, this is Full House, not Fuller House. What is the profession of Kimmy's brother? Was it ear piercer? Pimp, tattoo artist, or waiter? I feel like I should know this.
I'm gonna go. I feel like tattoo artist might be a weird, but I don't know.
I know there was the. I'm leaning towards ear piercer because I know there was that episode where I pierced your ears, and I feel like Kimmy said some throwaway line like, my brother Garth taught me how to do this. But that doesn't mean it's his profession.
Okay, right? I'm going tattoo artist.
Okay. I'm going ear piercer.
Okay. Here, what do we got?
Oh, now, ear piercer.
Ear piercer. Okay. That makes sense.
Well, it says good job. Does that mean I got it
right? Yeah, that means you got it right.
Okay. Ear piercer. That's weird. Does he work at Claire's? Like,
right? Yeah, exactly.
Is this really
well, a profession? Well, okay. He works at a piercing studio. A tattoo and piercing studio, which is why I assumed he did both, but I was wrong.
Okay. In our minds, he was both an ear piercer and a tattoo artist.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. 10. Who was the flower girl at Jesse and Becky's wedding? Was it Michelle, DJ, Becky's niece, or Stephanie?
It was Michelle, right?
Yeah,
Michelle. And were you and DJ? Well, you and DJ were in it.
We were in it, but we were not
junior bridesmaids.
We were like
or something.
Little junior bridesmaids, but we were not. Yeah, Michelle was the youngest, she was the flower girl. Yep.
Okay, so I'm going for Michelle. Bullseye.
All right. Nice. We're actually doing pretty well. Okay.
We're doing way better than I thought.
Way better than I thought. Okay.
Number 11. What was Kimmy's boyfriend's name? Was it Dwight, Dwayne, Wayne, or Dan?
I want to say Dwight, but that's only because The Office, and I just want to say Dwight, you ignorant slut, but
Well, there you go.
Right. So I don't think it's Dwight.
Okay. What do you think? I know the answer for sure.
I believe it was Dwayne. He was the whatever guy?
The whatever guy. Yeah. He was the whatever guy. He came back in Fuller House to the high school reunion episode. Scott Menville. Oh my gosh, he's the nicest guy. He does voices now. He does voiceovers.
Yeah.
Voiceover animation. Dwayne, it's not spelled correctly on this
website.
I was
going to say Dwayne is not, I believe how you spell it, but that's okay.
No, we'll it's Dwayne. But yeah, we'll let that slide. Yeah. We'll let it slide. Phonetically this is correct. Dwayne.
Whatever. You're awesome.
Love that.
We got it right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, this one's just a gimme.
Ah.
On Full House,
this is a softball.
What club does Jesse's band play at? The Hots Club, the Hits Club, the Slam Club, or the Smash Club? I mean,
come on. Smash Club. Although, I like the Hots Club.
That's a funny Jesse name. Was in the Hots Club enough. Okay, he needed to do something else besides be in the Hots Club. He was constantly in there. Yeah,
I'm excited to see the Smash Club. Come on, let's get to that season, whatever season that is. Number 13, What television show on Full House is hosted by Danny and Rebecca? Come on. Was it the Today Show with Danny and Rebecca? Good Morning San Francisco? Wake Up San Diego?
Definitely.
Or Wake Up San Francisco?
I'm going Wake Up San Diego. Just... Yeah, no,
you know, it's much better weather than the fog. The fog can't ruin all of their plans.
Right. Something would have been so much smoother if, yeah, they would have been in San Diego.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Wake Up San Francisco.
Wake Up San Francisco.
Yeah, we know that one.
Okay. Obviously. Yep.
Ooh. Okay. Ooh. 14. Okay, now we're getting in a little, now the next couple, I'm like, well, these are a little deeper dives. On Full House, mm-hmm. what is Joey's opponent's name on Star Search? Is it Steve Odekirk, Mike Bolanski, Bryce Johnson, or James Stanton?
I'm just going to have to randomly guess because I have no idea. I don't think I was in this episode, was I?
But Steve Odekirk, why am I feeling like that's a name of someone that's on an actual...
Oh, you're thinking of Bob Odenkirk.
Bob Odenkirk. That's what I'm thinking.
Odenkirk? Okay, got it. It's spelled differently.
Yeah. He's Bob Odenkirk. Right. I'm going Steve Odekirk. I don't know why. Just because it's sticking in my brain.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Mike Bolanski. Okay. Because I'm just
guessing.
Is it
Mike Bolanski, like the little green character from Monsters, Inc.? No, that's...
His name's Mike.
Yeah.
I don't know the last name.
Maybe it's
Bolanski.
Steve Odekirk.
Okay, I'm going Mike Bolanski.
Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3. Here we go. Hey!
You were right. Oh, Steve Odekirk. You were right.
I feel like...
Not Bob Odenkirk.
Not Bob Odenkirk. Steve Odekirk. Wasn't Steve Odekirk the name of a writer on our show?
Oh. I don't remember Odekirk.
Maybe I'm making things up now. I'm just inventing realities. Well, but I think that
we'll
might
find
be...
Out.
I think he... I thought... That name sound familiar. Maybe it's just because I think it's Bob Odenkirk. I don't know. Maybe I'm just very confused right now. Okay.
We'll see when we get to the Star Search episode if maybe Steve Odekirk wrote it. I don't know.
Got it. Okay.
We usually name characters after the writers, though. So that's very
right. Yeah,
common.
Exactly. It was probably played by Brian Cale.
Right. Number 15. Who was the Greek relative of Jesse's that DJ married? That's right. They walked around the table. Is it Silvio Bakanalis? I hope I'm butchering these names. Was it Silvio Bakanalis? Sylvian Bakanalis? Or Sylvian Bakanalis? What?
I mean, they're all like...
I want to say it's a Silvio.
It was a Silvio.
So was it Bakanalis or Bakanalis? I'm going to go with the first one.
I'm going Bakanalis.
I'm going Bakanalis too because it just sounds...
No, okay, you know what? Then I'm going to go Bakanalis just to see. Just for...
Oh, okay.
Ready?
Okay, ready?
Ready, go.
Set, go.
Silvio
Bakanalis. Bakanalis.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
All right.
Technically, I didn't.
Definitely getting harder.
I was right on that one, but I just wanted to go on down on a technicality that I was
it's very important
right.
that we keep okay. score. At.
Okay. All right.
Fine, Jody. Fine. You get the point.
Oh, me. That would be a. Sorry. I'm like, oh yeah, that I'll go. 16.
Wake up, Sweeten.
Wake up, Sand Sweeten. Okay. What did Danny discover about Stephanie's dance teacher after their first date? She was a man. That's lame. What is this? Ace Ventura? Okay. She lived with her mother. She had a boyfriend. Or she was a slob.
Oh, I vaguely remember this. She was a slob.
I'm going to say she was a slob because that, I feel like, well, that and... I mean, I was going to say that, but that I feel like would be the biggest red flag for Danny.
Yeah, he wouldn't care if she lived with her mother.
Right,
or maybe even if she had a boyfriend, but if she was messy.
If she was messy, that's we draw the line.
That's the deal breaker.
Right. And I forget how he figured that out, but she must have left a sock.
I think he came to pick her up. He came to pick her up for a date
and he
or
was
something.
Like, oh, maybe that when he walked in the house.
He was horrified as he walked in. I don't know.
All right,
someone will correct us.
So, exactly. Well, she was a slob, in fact.
She was a slob.
Yes.
That's right. Rock on.
I need to
get away. Pack up the car and break free to embark on an adventurous weekend. What do you say, AB? Will you come with me?
Well, how will we get there, Jody Sweetin?
Well, may I suggest the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe.
Oh, I have seen this car. It is stunning.
Right? I am loving the new Hyundais, and the features make it the perfect vehicle to pack up the family and get away. There's available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads, which is perfect when you have two kids who both want to stare at their phones rather than talk to you. I speak from experience.
Relatable. The Santa Fe's entire existence is to make sure it can take you on any adventure, stress-free, and ready to relax.
Ooh, what do you say, Andrea? How about we, like, you know, time travel isn't real, but what if we, like, take it back to the late 80s and go on a phone-free weekend somewhere?
Oh, yes. Let's go to Joshua Tree, where there's not even cell phone service.
Perfect. Let's go on a little weekend trip somewhere.
Yeah.
Out. We'll make it like it's 1988, no yes. phones, no nothing. I'm going to braid my hair into a rat tail and bring a guitar to sing like a ripper. It's going to be great.
I'm going to put my hair up in a scrunchie with my permed hair and head on out in the Hyundai. So if you want to just escape your house filled with kids or your sister's widowed husband and your jingle writing partner, just go up to the snow and sing a cappella with your ripper's bandmates. This is the car to do it.
Well, that is if you don't already own a motorcycle and maybe have a helmet.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Hey, Fanaritos, we want to talk to you about Target Circle, the same program you know and love, now with automatic deals.
I know it, and I definitely love it. And did you know that the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
It's the new Target Circle 360. Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
All right, number 17. Who does Joey play in his first TV role? Was it Mr. Egghead, Wayne Newton, Ranger Joe, or Professor Quack?
I remember this episode. It was Mr. Egghead because he...
Wait, seriously?
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought it was Ranger Joe.
His first TV role.
Oh, I wasn't in that. This is my excuse for everything. I wasn't in that
Ranger
episode.
Ranger Joe was later seasons with Mr. Woodchuck. Mr. Egghead he had a show called Mr. Egghead, and I get picked, and somehow he breaks my nose. Like, there's like a thing that goes off, and it punches me in the face or something, and he breaks my nose, really bad. So I'm going with Mr. Egghead, but now you have to stick with Ranger Joe because that's what you thought it was.
Yes, I will be honest. Yes, I will stick with Ranger Joe because I was never even seen this Mr. Egghead episode.
It's a ridiculous episode. I do a whole cross.
The other ones aren't.
Well, that's right. Yeah, I mean, like, the other ones make sense. But okay.
Yeah, you were right, Mr. Egghead.
Mr. Egghead.
I did put Ranger
Joe. We haven't
Joe.
Watched that one yet. I think it's a second season, so it's a cute episode.
It's coming up.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, now we're at 18.
Yeah, is it me or
you?
I can't remember. Oh, it's me.
Wake up, Gibbler.
we're so good at this. Number 18. Why does Stephanie mess up at her dance recital? Was it because she didn't want to be a dancer anymore? She didn't want to go to dance camp? She forgot the steps? Or she wanted attention? What dance recital is this? Is this you dancing in the...
I feel like there was. I didn't want to go to dance camp. Wasn't there some... Or I did want to... Maybe I didn't want to go to dance camp. I'm going
like
to...
There's so many montages of you dancing. I don't even know which episode this is.
I don't know which
to.
One this is. I'm trying to remember which one. Is it... This might be... Motown Philly? I think with the sparkly baseball hats. I think that might be
I want to say it was Motown Philly, but you didn't...
I did in
so
the...
So you went to the dance recital, but you messed up.
I don't remember. I feel like there was something with dance camp. I feel like Steph had a thing
okay,
with...
Okay, I'm going to say you forgot the steps.
Okay. I'm... Okay.
Because if it's anything like Girl Talk, you were more interested in your outfit than learning the chords of the song.
Excuse me. I was very interested in learning the choreography. Stephanie was never slacking on choreography.
Oh, that's true. It was just the guitar that you didn't
really...
Yeah,
I hate guitar. So that's, yeah.
You don't care about that.
No, I didn't. Guitar
so,
is
awful. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm still going to put She Forgot
okay,
the Steps.
She Forgot the Steps. I'm going, she didn't want to go to dance camp.
Oh, you were right. She didn't want to go to dance camp.
I don't know why I didn't want to go to dance camp. I don't know.
Why didn't you want to go to dance camp?
I don't know. Steph wanted to be a dancer. But I remember that like that being a thing that Steph was like, I don't want to go to dance camp. I don't know why.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Okay, 19. Is this you or me? It's me?
It's you.
Oh, it's me. God, we're good. Okay, what song, 19, what song do the Beach Boys sing in the Tanner living room with the Tanners? Is it Help Me, Rhonda? Is it Good Vibrations? Is it Bopper Ann? No, excuse me, Barbara Ann, or is it Kokomo?
Well, as much as I want to say Bopper Ann, no, it was Kokomo, right? We just reviewed this not too long ago. So wasn't it, that's what you were singing on the couch?
I don't think we were singing like, that. Then, I think we were singing, I thought we were singing, I thought we were singing Help Me, Rhonda.
Then you should go for that. That's what you should pick.
This feels like sabotage.
I'm picking Kokomo.
Fine, you pick Kokomo.
You sing it on the couch.
Help Me, Rhonda. I know there was a reference to Help Me, Rhonda in that episode.
Oh, they're very...
Oh, well,
they're
yes,
very,
but it's a song that DJ's trying
help
to...
Help Me, Gibbler.
Right,
help
right.
Me, Rhonda.
I'm going Help
yes,
Me, Rhonda.
Yes.
Okay, fine.
Okay, I'm going Kokomo.
Ah.
Kokomo. Mm,
right.
All right, that's all right.
Kokomo.
That's all right.
Place that doesn't even exist.
Okay. yeah, Kokomo, Indiana. That's what the
yeah,
song
exactly.
is about, right? Did you see people replied to us?
And they were
the,
like, I don't even think there's a Kokomo in Indiana. Or no, there was not a Kokomo's.
No, they were
in,
like, there's not a Kokomo's.
There's not a Kokomo's like, in Indiana.
Someone said there's not much in Kokomo, Indiana, and there's definitely not
a Kokomo's.
Right.
Just a missed opportunity if I... right. I would go to Kokomo's.
Somebody get
in Kokomo.
On this right away. Yeah, we will come visit. If somebody puts a
Kokomo.
Kokomo's in Kokomo, Indiana, we'll come do a live show
right,
from the kitchen. okay, number 20. What is the first line of the original Full House theme song? Is it Whatever Happened to Predictability? Here's the Story? Everywhere You Look? Or Tell Me Why I Love You?
I mean, as much as Everywhere You Look is the thing that gets stuck
name,
in people's heads.
Yes.
It all starts it's, with
Whatever Happened to Predictability?
Which, yeah, yes, which reading that, you would not think that that would start off a song.
No.
It doesn't
no.
roll off the tongue.
It doesn't. No, that's why we couldn't name the podcast.
Right.
Whatever Happened to Predictability?
Yeah, I was like, I can't say that over and over again. Yeah. Although, how rude Tanneritos. Tanneritos is
it's
not an
also,
easier, but yeah.
Yeah, it's
but,
not the easiest.
Yeah. Predictably, it's Whatever Happened to Predictability.
Yep, it sure is. And the song is called Everywhere You Look. So I can see why they were trying to trick us,
right.
but didn't work.
Right. And then, of course, Here's the Story is the beginning of the Brady Bunch. Here's the story of a lovely
oh, yeah.
lady. Yeah.
All right, last one. It's all you, Sweetie.
No, we got two.
Oh,
there's 22
right.
questions. It says 21, but there's actually 22
That's
questions.
That's actually
there.
22. Fires. Okay, my bad. Kay. My bad.
On Full House, what was the name of Joey's woodchuck puppet? I just mentioned it.
Like, it's in the title. It's
a,
in the question.
Well, but listen to the answers, because it's,
okay,
you know,
okay.
you're not paying attention. Is it A, Mr. Okay. Woodchuck? Is it B, Chucky? C, Splinter? Or D, Woody? It's obviously Mr. Woodchuck.
Obviously Mr. Woodchuck. Although I like Splinter. That's a great name for
Well, Splinter is the name of the rat from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. He is the rat that is their sensei.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He's,
okay.
yeah, yeah. Look nice. At me digging deep from some
there you go.
Random Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. See, this is that's my wheelhouse. Random information. Right. And then Chucky, of course, is the murderous doll. And Woody is right. Toy Story. There's a snake in
Toy Story. Okay.
So
very good. You've answered more questions than one, right?
Oh, okay. You take this one.
Oh, here's the last one. Oh, yeah. Here we go. What a great closer. Number 22, on Full House, what kind of animal did Kimmy have in her backyard that drove Jesse nuts? Was it a monkey, a kangaroo, an ostrich, or a Rottweiler? We just talked about this.
It's the one and only ostrich.
The one and only ostrich, which was obviously a puppet. It was not, it could not have looked
so
more fake.
It was just a hand in a white nylon. You know what I mean? Like
bad. It was big. Like it was a big puppet, but it was very,
it couldn't
very
be
fake.
A small ostrich. They're not tiny things.
They're not lap dogs.
Have you ever seen an ostrich in person, by the way?
No.
There's an ostrich farm in California, like up near Solvang. I took the kids on a road trip
yes.
one year.
I've been there. Yes, so I have seen
an
ostrich.
And you go and they have ostriches and emus. Those
yes.
things are terrifying and will rip yeah. your throat out. Yeah, they're really, yeah, they're really scary.
Deadly.
And they are aggressive. When they come, yeah. you can like feed them and they come to peck the food out.
Yeah, the they're not
like,
afraid
yeah,
of people.
No. So I can't believe that the Gibblers even had an ostrich. Is it, you've got to have some kind of zoning for that.
I can believe that.
You know?
I can totally.
I mean, they don't fly, so where's it going to go? But still, it's a pretty sizable bird to have in your backyard.
This goes way beyond like backyard chickens. Backyard ostrich.
Right. But the eggs were incredible. All right. And huge. That is our episode for today. Well, I don't know who won.
So where's our tally? I don't see
a tally.
How many?
That's a bummer.
I thought it would like pop up with something.
Right, I did too. But all I got was it said that you're awesome. I you know what? I'm going to call this a tie.
We are awesome.
I'm going to call it a tie.
I'm going to call it a tie too.
Because I feel like there was maybe one or two each that we legitimately got wrong. And then there were some that we just like picked the opposite answer.
Picked an opposite one.
Yeah, yeah,
okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So we tied. We tied in actually doing pretty well. But the questions were kind of
softball
questions.
Those were softball questions.
Except for the Greek one.
The Greek one was the most difficult, I would say.
But we got it right. Well, you did.
Yeah, well, you got it right, too.
Yeah, it's
I'll
okay.
give you that one.
You know, you don't need to make me feel better now at this point. We tied, so it's okay. We can,
okay, fine. Oh, that was fun.
That was really fun. Great. Oh, we're moving up in our trivia world. We're doing better and better.
We're learning through this podcast.
It's
we are
true.
Learning more about our
By
own
the
show.
End, we're going to be just amazing at Full House Trivia. We know everything.
Well,
no, that's not actually true because there are questions on here of ones that we've already covered. And I'm like, I don't know. Did we even talk about that? Yeah. So maybe not. But
the fans will always know more than we will. They will always be the Full House
experts. We love you for it, fans, because that's, because it's you guys that have watched the shows over and over and over again. And we love it.
Yeah. We love it.
And thank you again for joining us for another mini episode of How Rude Tanneritos. Make sure and join us next time for another new episode. You can follow us on Instagram at How Rude Tanneritos. You can send us an email at howrudepodcast@gmail.com. And remember, the world is small, but the house is full.
Right back in it.
The
you
world is small
it.
Like this episode. What?
It's a mini-sode.
Yeah,
it's a small episode.
That's what I thought of.
Good job, Sweetie.
Wake up, Barber.
Wake up, San Diego.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. Let's talk about Target Circle.
Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target?
With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.